So he said that just by filling our consciousness with Krishna, material desires will go away. So doesn't the same apply to, say, emotions also in the material world, such as resentment?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the process of bhakti means that whatever Krishna has given us, we use in His service. So whatever Krishna has given us, we use in His service. Now if Krishna has given us intelligence to analyze, we also need to use that intelligence in Krishna's service. So quite often, even for dealing with material desires, first of all, it is, you know, it's sometimes the word material desires can become a very inclusive thing. Now, after all, we have to eat. Now, is eating a material desire? You know, if there's a joke in a class and if I laugh, is that a material pleasure? Or before laughing, if I start thinking, am I laughing for Krishna's pleasure or my pleasure? You become paranoid. So we should focus primarily on the fact that we stay connected with Krishna and we keep moving closer towards Krishna. And we do need many material things for functioning in this world, even for serving Krishna. So now, the desire for those things, is it a material desire? Well, at one level, if I need a good job so that I can be stable financially, is that a material desire? Well, yes, you can say it is a material desire, but then I need that for serving Krishna. If it's not there, then my service to Krishna will be interrupted. So, you know, we shouldn't become too anti-material desires. We should be pro-Krishna, pro-service to Krishna. And whatever is required for service to Krishna, we do that. So, some of us may need more material things so that we can serve Krishna well. Some of us may be able to do with less material things. It's just like food. Now, some people have less appetite, some people have a lot of appetite. Now, when the Pandavas would... Way in the forest, most of you know that. The Pandavas, they would have whatever food they would get, they would divide it into two parts. And the one part would be divided into five parts. Four would go to the four Pandavas, one would be taken by Draupadi, and the remaining one full half was taken by Bhima. So Bhima was Drukodara. Drukodara now. So now, in today's world, you know, if somebody eats a lot, we just call them as, yeah, he's a glutton. We just refer to them by a negative name. Actually, there's a positive name celebrating how much Bhima would eat. It's called Vrukodara. That is his name. So, that's just his body. It was like that. So, just as different people, based on their body, may have different appetites. Like the different people may have different level of how much material things they need for peacefully serving Krishna. The important thing is that the material things don't become a competitor to Krishna. If it's too little, then we are craving so much for it. If I have very little food, I'm thinking, when will I get food? When will I get food? When will I get food? And then I can't think of Krishna. If I have too much food, then also I can't think of Krishna. That's why Krishna says, yukta, be regulated. So, rather than focusing on whether something is material or spiritual, you can focus on whether I'm serving Krishna or not. And we shouldn't make our service to Krishna conditional to any material thing. That means Krishna, you know, if I don't get this job, I'm not going to serve. You know, if this relationship doesn't work out, I'm not going to serve. We can't blackmail Krishna like that. So, you know, whatever happens in the material level, we keep serving Krishna. But we do have needs at the material level which need to be fulfilled. And if they're not fulfilled, it will create trouble. So trying to get those needs fulfilled, that is just a part of living materially in this world. But we shouldn't let that fulfillment or non-fulfillment become a precondition for our practice of bhakti. That's with respect to material desires. So rather than focusing on, you know, on indulging material desires or giving material desires, we focus on service to Krishna and adjust things in such a way that whatever we need for serving Krishna peacefully, we get that. But we don't make our service to Krishna conditional to our getting or not getting that. Now,